My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, was it real and is it over between Davin and his scammer Belinda? And can Chisok and Slop Towel help out? Listen and enjoy.
And she's like, the marriage con, or as Anne says in the chat, the green card con, perhaps. Whatever she's going for, she's going to be like, no fucking way did I just spend 9 months or whatever working on this guy, and he's going to, like, pull out now. She's coming back at you.
Yeah.
Either way, she's
kids,
got to.
You two kids just had a spat.
Yeah.
She didn't have a spat. She, I folded. She brought the girl. It's over. Walk away, kids. It's over.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, it's not done.
Haven't I tortured this girl enough?
She was somebody else 6 months ago.
But she's somebody different now.
Look at it that way.
I didn't break up with Agnes. I broke up with Belinda. Me and Agnes are still an item.
Yeah. You mean you go back to fake Agnes?
Sure, why not?
I'm still bummed out Mavis could give or take me. Oh, God almighty.
I know.
It's all right. Anyway.
What is, Anne said something, it could be a sophisticated groom still? What does that mean? That she's trying to be, like, she's still trying to get him to marry her? Is that what you guys mean? Because Lisa's agreeing with her, and I'm still...
Yeah, we discussed that.
Yeah.
That's definitely, I think, more so...
I've discussed that this could have morphed completely from the typical romance scam.
Right.
It's the long con.
I think that whole marriage scam is more prevalent now than it was
Last week you were saying when she was arguing about blowjobs, you thought maybe this was real. This week she brings her kid to the video chat, which you've been demanding. You're like, no, it's a bunch of bullshit. Sense. You make less sense than this bit.
Because it's been taking turns. And then you have Mavis saying that you should stick with her and not really getting into reasons why. I mean, this whole thing takes twists and turns where you gotta...
It's like it's well written.
Every 5 minutes it takes a turn. And that's why I go, I don't know why you guys are so indifferent, because every 5 minutes it's taking a turn. You don't know whether to shit or wine you watch after time.
And Zombie Trucker is completely depressed. They're all like, oh, didn't this take a sad turn all of a sudden?
Yeah, it did.
What do you mean? Are they sad?
No. Couples fight, but what are you going to do?
Tom and Zombie Trucker are fighting? No, come on, you kids, you can make it.
No. Zombie Trucker was getting depressed. But now Trucker Tom is like, over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. It was over when the Germans bought Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
Was it over when the Germans made a prostitution app? No.
No.
Let him go. He's on a roll.
Lisa says they're grooming fake Davin for something even bigger. Anne agrees.
What would the bigger thing be? What would the bigger thing be?
I guess I could get extends.
If I was on the other side of that mic and I said a real, oh boy.
I got a genuine laugh more than you got out of in the barrel.
I was trying to be quiet so you could think.
Yeah, the whole show went dark while Joe was thinking. Shh, everybody walk away from your computer. Joe's working on something funny.
You need to run to the bathroom or fix a snack.
We're going to take an intermission now. Joe's thinking of something spontaneous to say.
Well, I was having just as much trouble.
Yes, but we had no expectations of you.
Well, thank you. Joe's
done the game before. He's a professional or so.
I was just like...
All right, so you guys...
I'm totally confused.
I think Belinda has upped the game.
Yeah.
She came on the kid's birthday. Whether it's the kid's birthday or not, a surprise video chat, which is something that Joe has demanded that we have. Let's see if we can get that video. She came. I'm the one who couldn't do it.
With the kid.
Yeah, but however, that chat didn't go through. You're going to say, you know, shit, stupid. We know that. However, if that chat was trying to go through, there might have been a technical problem or some reason why they couldn't do it.
But remember, she initiated it. It wasn't like
you could initiate anything and then have an end game on why it can't be
it's
done.
It's a long way to go to get out of sexy talk.
Boy, what? Wow.
Yeah, really. I mean, but she's been doing this. I mean, it's back and forth. She really is a cock tease, though, because she will start sexy talk with you, and then, oh, I'm sorry, okay, the place is closing. I got to go. Bye. And you're left there with, Mr. Saki.
Hey, leave me out of this.
No.
I'm waiting for Dick Eldorado to get back in the game.
you are totally in this, Saki.
That's going to happen. I think my heart's being broken again.
I know, man.
Well, Joe, you still have us.
Yeah, Joe!
We love you for who you are and your crumbs.
And your other crumbs. Give us the foo-foo, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, pal.
Trying to do two voices, asshole.
I tried. Had both hands going.
Both hands are going.
It was a tender moment.
Well, and so did he.
Yes, yes. Slop towel.
All right. Well, I said there would be twists. Did I deliver twists?
Yeah.
Belinda coming. I mean, Mavis coming clean. That these are all responsible for her. Not really having feelings for Dick Eldorado, who's a patsy.
Mavis did not come clean. She took the brunt of it.
She
but
took
that
the blame.
Did mean, she took the blame, but that doesn't mean that she was coming clean, because that would imply honesty.
No. but Belinda, you know, with the scam and then me breaking up with her, nobody saw me breaking up with her coming.
No. No.
Which you could argue makes me that much more different, because, like, no, like, regular people don't break up
you
with
her. You know what, though, dude? That's a ballsy move on your part.
Yeah.
I hurt her. I feel bad.
I know, but you just went all in. You just went all in.
Yeah.
All what'd in. I do? I feel bad. I really felt like shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I felt like when she confessed that she wasn't Juliana Avalos, Julie Love.
Yeah.
Like when she said, like, I'm an African girl from Ghana. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but here's the deal. You could have wrote her, what would it take for you to forgive me? I'll give you anything. I'll do, this, that, you know. All this stuff. You took the opposite and said, you know, look, this isn't working out. I'm sorry I hurt you. Went going all in. I mean, you know, if you went the other way saying, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. What would it take for to get back on good grade? Now the door is open and the thing can continue.
I say goodbye, Belinda. I say goodbye.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't think that you're going to get the last word if that was the real goodbye.
Oh, my man, I never do.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.